Frederick area as well. Joy. She's going to bring us some joy.
Give me a little girl. Hi, family. I'm an addict called Joy.
Hi, Joy.
That's in recovery. I thank my higher power for allowing me to be here in this opportunity to share my experience, strength, and hopes. And thanks, Felicia, for your lead. Because I did not want to go first, because I'm nervous, y'all. This is my first time doing this thing. My clean date is today, 4/22. Hey! I got 9 years today. And it's a miracle, man. It's a miracle. I'm thankful, man. I thank my high power because I done surrendered so many times. You know, I was like, I was introduced to the rooms in 96. And I started using in 93, the end of 93. And I was like, dang, because I thought, ain't nothing going to get me. You know, I wasn't too much around people that used, but I, you know, heard about the crack epidemic. I seen people, you know, but I really didn't understand. I snorted powder, and I snorted powder sometimes. But I met a guy because me and my husband separated, and I met a guy, and I was 6 months pregnant. He was in the military. And he wanted to talk to my friend. My friend had a boyfriend, so she put me up to getting his number for her. So I went to him and said, my friend wanted to talk to you, but she got a boyfriend. He said, I don't like your friend, I like you. I said, no, my friend wants you, I'll pray. Anyway, he gave us a ride home, and he, you know, that was my boyfriend. And the story. And he was in the military, so I thought he was cool, but he started smoking crack. He would smoke his crack while I snorted my powder. After a while, he must have did it before and then relapsed and came back to it because he didn't do that at first. But in the process of our dating, he started smoking crack. So I thought, that was cool. He smoked. I do my thing. That's his business. But that thing became a problem because, you know, I was like, was snorting mine, and I had powder left, and he wanted mine. I was like, didn't you? This is not enough. Needs to say, I started smoking crack, too, because you're not going to snort all my, you know, cook all my stuff, and I ain't getting none either. So that's how I got started. And this thing has took me on a roller coaster. I've been in and out of this room. Oh, my God. I describe myself as Little Red Riding Hood. I would go in and out. I call the rooms Grandma's house. I would come in and out of Grandma's house to go back in the woods, and the big bad wolf would run me right back up in there. Talking about surrender. I heard somebody say, I got enough white keychains to make a belt. Well, I got enough white key tags as tall as me to hang them like this. So I was in and out this room, but it's like I came in and out, and I like what y'all had, but I didn't want to do the work to get it. I just wanted something magically to change me into who I need to be, back to who I was. And it didn't work like that. Y'all said if I want what y'all had, I had to do what y'all do to get it. Keep it simple. So I would come in and I would eat the fish and throw out the bone. I would take certain slogans y'all say, keep coming back. Yeah, I came back, but I didn't totally surrender. This program to me, you gotta do everything. Change you must or die you will.
That's right, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. I can't just change what I want or what fit me conveniently. I had to change people, places, things. That was my main thing that got me with the relapse. This last time, I had 18 months clean, and I got with one of us in the room. I wasn't looking for it. I always be at the wrong place at the wrong time. And I started dating this young man, and he was in recovery. He worked at the recovery house. He was a counselor. He had three jobs. I like that. Three jobs, you know. So, but I found out that he wasn't working on nothing, according to me. He was just talking the talk and wasn't living the life. You know, he wasn't changing. Not to my standard. He might have been changing, but not fast enough for me. You know what I mean? So I was like, no, this ain't gonna work. I'm not gonna waste my time. I want a husband. I don't want, you know, to be playing around. I'm getting older. I need a husband. And you are not gonna be it. So let's stop playing games and let's end this thing. Well,
I deserve the dad.
Okay.
So anyway, so tell him to be quiet. He's throwing me off. Well, anyway, so I broke up with him. Well, he like stalked me for a while, whatever, and then he used. I was like devastated because he used. I didn't think he was going to use. And then he had the nerve to tell his family that he used because I broke up with him and he really loved me. So I was like, you know, I only had 18 months. I knew, you know, that nobody can make nobody do anything. If you're not working on nothing, sooner or later you're going to use. In order to stay here, you gotta do what we do, you know. And but it played against my conscience because everybody would see us together. So when they see me, they would see him. So then they start seeing me and they didn't see him. And I'm like, don't y'all know we broke up? No, we didn't know that y'all broke up. Where's he at? Okay. So I got tired of hearing that. So people was like, I want to save him. I want to at least bring him back since he blamed me. I didn't want to be the reason nobody used. My disease said, you got to go get him and bring him back in here. At least let him know you care.
Wow.
And that's what I did. People told me, Felicia told me, you can't save him. You got to leave him. I could save him. You don't know who I am? He loves me. He saved me, all right. He took me back. I allowed him to take me back with him. It was easy for me, him to pull me off the table, than me to pull him up. Y'all said people, places, and things. I didn't think people was somebody I cared about. People is anybody that's using. It could be mama, my kids, you. I can't save you. Because I had to look at it. Nobody could save me. My mother wanted me to get clean. My kids wanted me to get clean. The judge wanted me to get clean. But I didn't get totally surrendered till I was really ready. You know, I had to see this thing for myself because after all, I love crack. I ain't gonna lie, I don't know about y'all, I love crack. Crack didn't love me. Crack was trying to kill me and took me places that I didn't want to go. But I like getting high. I like being outside of myself. I didn't like dealing with reality and what was going on, you know? So I smoked, and it was cool to me. You know, running, praying, I don't get caught. Coming back then, it was all over then. Y'all know. So I was able to encourage him to go into rehab. I never forget, it was on an Easter morning. He went in rehab. And I said, thank you, Lord. I said, for the next 30 days, I'm going to smoke like a Navajo chief. Because that man, I never seen nothing like it. I did things, my nerves came true. I was like Mr. T. I had so much gold, and before, I had so much stuff that I never pawned stuff like that. I ain't get high. I wasn't no more. I wasn't that type. I guess I didn't hit my bottom yet. That's what kept me going out. Because this time, it was a bottom. My jewelry went. Kids tumbling under the Christmas tree went. Things I never did before, I did. Oh my God. I was like, Lord, I felt like I was like so ashamed at this time. This time it was different. It was so hard for me to come back this time. They said you could do side bends or sit up, but please don't lose that butt. My butt went. I couldn't come back up in the rooms like that, looking like a toothpick, but I was like, oh my God, I don't want to use no more. This is not fun. You know, So I prayed to my high power, because he was always with me. He talked to me while I was using. I don't know about y'all. I really got to know my high power when I was using. Because that same man that introduced me to crack left me when he got that $40,000 when it was time for him to retire and got ghost. And I was like, what? You got the money and you going to leave? Man, I ain't want no crack. I ain't want no cigarettes. I ain't want nothing. I wanted that man back. So I prayed. I prayed to God for 3 days. Wouldn't eat, wouldn't get high, didn't smoke a cigarette. Please send this guy back. Please send the guy back. If you send him back, I'll stop smoking crack. I'll stop smoking cigarettes. Just send him back. Please, God. And I heard a voice out of nowhere saying, how could you offer me sacrifice? This is my God, of my understanding. I don't know about yours. When I wake you up every morning. If you want to get clean because of who I am. And I'm like, what? Yes. You don't know who I am. I'm serious. If you bring him back, I will stop smoking crack. He said, I know who you are. You need to be honest with yourself, and then you'll know who I am.
Go ahead, Joy. Come on. Go
ahead. And I'm like, I'm honest. I'm serious. Just please bring him back. I'll show you. Well, I fell asleep because that took a lot of energy out of me. And I felt in this deep sleep because I ain't slept for 3 days. I felt in this deep sleep and I woke up to somebody knocking at my bedroom door. Now, mind you, my condo had a bolt lock. The police tried to kick it in, you know, with the knocker. They couldn't even kick it in. They had to knock on the door talking about Ray. And I said, hold up, wait a minute. And I had that bolt lock on the door, so I know he couldn't have opened that door even if he had a key. But I woke up to him knocking on my bedroom door. And in one hand, because he had $40,000, I told you, he retired. He took the retirement money. He didn't take the check every month from the military, so they gave him $40,000. He had a bag of sandwich crack in one hand and a pack of red Marlboros in the other one. I smoked Newport. When I see him, I was so happy. I didn't care what kind of cigarette it was. I said, give me a cigarette. Hugged him and give me a hit. And the voice came back and said, I told you. And I was like, oh my God, you real? You real? Stop playing. I'm going to find you again one day. Because I was not ready to surrender at that time. So my clean date is 4/22/08. And this last time, it was so hard for me to get back after having 18 months. I stayed out for 4 months, though, because I didn't want to stay out long. I knew I didn't want to die getting high. I had 2 kids. You know what I'm saying? And their dad died in 2002. And I'm all they had. They love you. Kids love you regardless of you get high or not. They don't care if you're a crackhead. They don't want you to be, but they still love you. You know, my kids love me in spite of unconditionally. They fed me. They watched each other while I used. They 10 years apart. They 34 and 24 now. But the oldest one used to watch the baby while I got high. They love me. You know, so I was like, Lord, help me, because I'm the only role model these kids got. And I don't want my kids smoking crack. I don't, because you help me, but they might go to jail. They might get killed. It's rough out there. It ain't no joke. It's darkness. You know, they said, chase your recovery like you did your drugs. And we don't even want to go to meetings. Meeting makers make it. Yes. Keep coming back to the newcomer and to the people out here. Get a sponsor. Pray. And don't pick up no matter what. Don't put it in your hand and it won't get in you. I love the slogan. So I prayed to God after that 30 days of using. And it was like so hard, because every time I wanted to come to the meeting, I couldn't come to the meeting high. I don't know, it was just my image. I couldn't come in there high. I at least had to have 24 hours of sleep, like one day clean, before I let y'all see me looking all rough. I'm already, that's just me. So every time that 24 hour almost approaches, the disease would attack me and say, one more, you know you ain't gonna smoke no more the rest of your life. One more. Just get one more. And I would go get that one more. And the one more kept turning in one more. And I said, God, I can't do it. I need your help. And it's like I cried with so many times and he was always there. I didn't hear nothing this time. I felt like I was in a hole so deep, like a pit. And I said, God, but I'm serious this time. You know, and he told me, you got enough tools in your basket, Little Red Riding Hood, to get your own self out of this hole. You just got to save your butt instead of your face. And I was like, okay, well, what am I going to do about the cravings? Every time I, you know, get almost a day to go back, the cravings hit me. He told me it was like simple. Get a piece of paper and a pencil and put it beside that same table you smoke crack on by your bed. And every time the cravings come and you want to smoke, write a gratitude list. I said, a gratitude list? What do you mean? That's going to stop me from wanting to get high? Are you kidding me? Write the gratitude list. But I was in desperation, so I tried it. The cravings come back. I was like, oh my God, I'm thankful that I'm not in jail. I still got my house. I ain't hungry, but I got food. I thank God that, you know, I just kept writing things I'm thankful for, and the cravings went away, y'all. It worked. I'm like, wow. So I went back to the rooms, and they already knew. You could look at me and know. Yeah, she's back. she's back. Y'all already know I used, and I'm back. One more surrender, another surrender. But this time, something about this time, it was like, I couldn't do it no more. I'm done, man. It was so hard and so, took so much energy. And you know what? I think about my last use. They said, think about your last use, and you will never use again. And what got me, you won't never forget. What got me was, I used to laugh at y'all when y'all got stuck. And y'all couldn't move. Talking about wait a minute and all that. Because I was the kind of addict. After I ain't no more, my good thinking is on the way to go get some more. Calling somebody, let's go. Ain't no more. What are you doing? Wait a minute. Well, guess what? This time it was me. I couldn't move. I laid down. I could feel my heart jumping out of my chest because I'm older now. I'm 53. It ain't the same. I ain't 29 no more. You know what I'm saying? Things in your body change. I was shaking like a leaf, and I'm like, I couldn't even talk. Not even say one more. I couldn't even. Really? Oh my God. I didn't even enjoy it no more. That was like death knocked on my door. I know if I go back, I ain't going to be able to make it. I'm going to have a heart attack or something. I'm like, no, no. And I believe that my high power allowed that to happen to me, to let me know I ain't got no more use. I couldn't even pick up the stem. It was like, I couldn't even put the crack on no more. I'm trying to hold it on the table and everything, trying to help. This is, I can't do it. I'm another surrender, and I got 9 years today. Yeah. I know we ain't in the other fellowship, but ain't our high power good?
Yeah.
Ain't he good? Oh my God, he's so good. He allowed me after all that, you know, he showed me he was real. I still didn't surrender, but you know, he's so loving. Y'all told me to pick a loving kind and high power. He loved me so much. He loved me better than I love myself. He protected me while I was out there through it all. You know what I mean? Out there in the rain. He brought me here to speak at a convention. And I thank God for Montgomery County for asking me to speak. Because I'm from Frederick County. And my own county didn't ask me. God, you know. But it's all good. I went to a meeting. I got to keep that thing real. You know, my high power wasn't even accepting his hometown. So, you know, it's all good. So I went to another meeting, county over, Montgomery County, and I was sharing, and after I got finished sharing, because sometimes I think, I can't help nobody, you know, with my story. You know, I'm not that, you know, I don't feel like I'm that convention type speaker. I just tell the truth and keep it real, you know, and that's what I did at the meeting. He seen something in me, and he asked me, could I do it? I was like, sure, that was so nice. So that's why I'm here, and, you know, to the newcomers, give yourself a break. You can do it. You don't have to keep relapsing. You don't have to use no more ever in life again. My life then got better. I had went to school. I'm a cosmetologist. I want to share this because I wanted to be a cosmetologist. That's not what my high pride wanted me to be. See, now I'm on a new type of surrender. I got to surrender to shopping. Like, I surrender one day, pick it back up the next day. But what I have surrendered to, I have surrendered to men. Oh, it took me a long time to get there. I got married in a fellowship to a man that wasn't in recovery, and we stayed married for 5 years, and he decided to leave me. And that was devastating to me. You know what I mean? How dare you leave me? I leave men. Y'all don't leave me. What's wrong with you? I'm working on myself. You need the program now. What's wrong with you? But obviously, I wasn't working on myself according to what he thought. But that's all good too. It worked on my self-esteem for a while. But I asked God to show me the part that I played in it. Forget him, you know what I mean? It's about me. And God showed me the part I played in it, and I understand why he left me. I would have left me too. But thank God, you know, that he showed me what I need to do and how I need to surrender to some things. So I have surrendered to some things. I'm more honest with myself. I'm more loving. See, when I learned that when you're in a marriage, it's not only about me. It's a we thing. So if my husband say, you know, I don't want you to shop so much. Baby, you got enough clothes to last you the rest of your life. Why do you keep doing that? Oh, because this is what I do. I'm in recovery. You don't understand that. You better be glad I ain't smoking crack. No, I had to take a look at that. That's my husband. He's trying to help me. He ain't trying to hurt me. And I didn't want to take a look at that. I wanted to continue shopping. And he said, because I'm a little dominant, you know, I'm a little controlling. And most men, they like a humble woman. They don't want you to be telling them too much. You know what I mean? Well, anyway, he didn't. And every time he told me something, I wanted to fix him. Well, you should have did this and did it. He didn't want to hear that. He just wanted to come home and just share how his day was. He didn't need me to fix him. I was trying to fix him. Instead of working on myself and just being a listener. And I definitely, another thing, the third thing he said, I ain't want to say no money. Well, I sure didn't. I told him I can't take it with me. I work for this money. I'll do what I want to do with it. But I was right, y'all. It's a weed thing, you know? He had a good reason. He wanted to save money for a house. You know what I mean? Put money away. I told him, no, you save your money and I buy everything. I'm the shopper, you save your money. No, I was trying to control stuff. But you know, I prayed to God, because I still love him. I prayed to God that God changed me. And it's been 4 years, 4 years since we've been separated or whatever, divorced. And God has allowed that man to move back to my town, join my gym, move in the same apartment that I moved in when I moved in Frederick, and he's becoming friends with me. You know, he understands. He talked to me for 11 hours at the gym, but he said he still don't like me. That's my high power, you know. Stay around, man. And I surrendered to men. Like I said, I surrendered to men. That was so hard for me. I had two men at one time. When I called one, if one can't do it, I call the other one. So my high power said, I want you to stop having sex, stop being with these men, and I will send you a husband. Like, really? Stop? Okay. But I couldn't stop, y'all. It was like smoking crack. I couldn't stop. But I'm standing here a year later, after he told me that I'm celibate, I'm waiting on my husband, and I surrender. And it feels good. It feels good because I'm respecting myself. How am I going to expect somebody to love me until I learn to love myself? It starts with me. It ends with me. So I'm working on my stuff today. I done completed the 12 steps. And I have a sponsee today. I do service work, although, you know, the last 2 months I wasn't able to do it because I'm a traveler now. I like to go out and, you know, get away, travel. But that's good because in when you're in recovery, you can do the things that crack wouldn't allow me to do. I couldn't go within four blocks, maybe two blocks. The crack man house to my house. The crack man house, my house. I couldn't go out, I couldn't go to the grocery store. I'd have been to LA, Dallas, Miami. I just travel all the time, and I'm in Ocean City today. Yeah. Give yourself a break. Take this program serious. People is dying like flies, young and old. You know, if nobody told y'all today that they love you, I love you. And keep coming back. Thanks for allowing me to share.